welcome to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen. Today I'm speaking with Swapnil Mane, who is one of the committers on the OFBiz project and also a recently elected member of the Apache Software Foundation. So congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
The very first Feathercast that I did about OFBiz was back in 2006. I mention that to say that this project has been around for a while. I believe that it graduated from the incubator in 2006. I think that is when first interview. So as I've spoken with various people about the project, I've noticed that the name of the project gets pronounced a number of different ways. Is there one correct canonical way to pronounce the project?
Yes, there is. That's a nice question. So we pronounce it as OFBiz.
All right.
When David and Andrew Zanetsky give the name, so it is open for business. It's OFBiz. So we pronounce it like this.
So I'm looking at the website here, and it says that OFBiz is a suite of business applications flexible enough to be used across any industry. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could expand on that. Tell us what this software actually does. Who might use it?
Okay, sure. So Apache OFBiz is an open source product for automation of enterprise processes. That includes the framework and business application for ERP, enterprise resource planning, CRM, customer relationship management, e-commerce, supply chain management, manufacturing resources planning, and enterprise asset management. So you can say Apache OFBiz provides a foundation and a starting point for reliable, secure, and scalable enterprise solutions. So you can say it's a suite of business application, flexible enough to use across any industry. So you can say we have it's have a common architecture, which also allows the developer to extend and enhance and create a custom features. So in nutshell, it's a powerful Java web framework and having a matured CRM ERP solution, and it's developer friendly. Along with this, you can say we have some out of the box modules like accounting, CRM, order management system, e-commerce, warehouse and inventory management system, manufacturing and ERP. And we have some out of the box features like product and catalog management, promotion and pricing management, supply chain fulfillment, and payment and billing and then that all sort of things. So you can say it's a comprehensive suite of business applications that help managing everything from accounting to order management to CRM to warehouse and inventory control. So that's an OFBiz in a nutshell.
One of the things that I remember from previous, I've actually done two other interviews about OFBiz over the years. And one of the things that I remember from early on was that it was described as a set of tools for building your own solutions. And it sounds like the application has matured significantly since those early days, which leads me to my next question. When a project like this one is mature and functional and polished, it can be a challenge to get people to come contribute to it, because what would they work on? So this is my question for you. What can new contributors to your project expect? What can they work on?
Right. So it's a nice question. With the time, there are various new and latest technology. We have new technology like GraphQL and so recently, we have the work going on the implementation of GraphQL. And apart from that, we have various refactoring works going on, right? We have some very old code that we are refactoring, like some code is in XML and we are rewriting it in Groovy. And one special thing about OFBiz is it's having various business modules like CRM, warehouse management. So based on the expertise of users and contributors, they can suggest or provide inputs in the existing workflow that can be improved. So this is some wide range of opportunities available in the framework for the improvement that people can suggest. Apart from this, it's also a framework, means you can create your own. We have separated, So what we have done recently is we have separated out the framework and the business application, which we called as a plugin. So you can use independently framework for building your own enterprise application. Like to give an example, the Atlassian Jira is using the entity engine of Apache WebBiz, right? And so that's the one thing. And similarly, there are other business applications here also. So it's a framework. At the same time, it's an business automation tool. So it's up to the user how they would like to use it. Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to connect with your community, where do you chat? Is it on the mailing list or is there a live chat channel?
As other Apache projects, we are having a very vibrant community active over the mailing list. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we are also, if somebody would like to chit-chat with us, we are also available on the Slack channel in the ASF space. So we are also there. And apart from this, we are having the presence in various social media like Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we do have our own YouTube channel of OEBiz, which have some good tutorials around the OEBiz and OEBiz tutorials. So, yeah.
All right. And I will link to all of that in the description of this, in the blog post. Can you tell me about some of the activities and maybe events that you all organize as a community?
Yeah, we have Apache OEBiz Community Day. We have it in four times a year. So basically, Apache Community Day is a day where every Apache OEBiz community member is invited to work solely on the OEBiz bugs, improvements, new feature testing. Essentially, the community is working together to achieve something that will benefit the OEBiz. So we have our next Community Day in month of May, and it will start from 22nd of May to 26th of May. So this is our next Community Day we have planned.
How does that work? This is like an online event where people collaborate in real time? Or
so what we do is we create a sprint in the Jira where we put some tickets and people pick up any ticket what they would like to work on, or if they want to work on something which is not listed there, they can create their own ticket. So what we do is we sometimes also have theme for the community day. For example, last time we focused on translating all the XML related code to the Groovy code. Anybody can do what is their interest is, but so we generally manage it to Jira and over the mailing list. So we share the details with the community. Hey, we are having the next community day on this date. And at the starting of the year, we create a calendar for the community day, which we publish. So so this time it's the next community day is in May. So this is how we try to collaborate. And we have our Slack channel and mailing list where most of the communications happen or in the community day.
And how is it decided what you're going to work on?
That's a good question, right? So again, we choose mailing list for this. Somebody can suggest, hey team, let's work on this in this community day. And if majority of contributors are like to participate in this, so we set this as a theme. And again, theme is just for a guideline. Anybody can do what they want, right? So so this is how we decided on our mailing list.
One thing that I remember about your community is that there are a number of for-profit vendors that have product offerings based off of Biz. Is that still fairly much the case?
It's absolutely true.
How do these companies collaborate with one another without one of them, kind of directing the shots? How does your community operate around these companies?
Right. Great. So you can say, Rich, we have a wide variation of people from different companies. We don't have any like this that, okay, it's very community-driven project. We do have the various company across the globe involved in OEBIS. So it's there is no scope so that one can dominate because mm-hmm. everybody is contributing and the community is so welcoming that we are really fortunate to have the great peoples who don't dominate. They actually collaborate together and try to make the best out of this product. So we all are committed for the betterment of Apache OEBIS, and it's you can say in the culture of our community. So this culture gives this facility to us to grow it in positive direction. This is how it's happened.
About how many people are involved in the OFBiz project?
Right, so we have a very vibrant community. So we have around 49 committers and 21 PMC members. And these people are really welcoming, and they our community is really welcoming to the new people. So this number is really great number, and people are really active in the OBS project.
I'm looking at actually your projects.apache.org webpage right now. And mm-hmm. one of the things that often strikes me about Apache projects is when you look at the names of the people that are involved, mm-hmm. you can sense a geographic location, mm-hmm. right? You'll see right. a lot of German names, or you'll see right, a lot of right. Chinese or Indian names. What really strikes me about your project is that the names are just, they're from all over the world. And, right. and to me, that really reinforces what you were saying about this being a welcoming community. I see Italian names and Indian names and Chinese names, and I know some of these people, and so I know where they're from. So it really impresses me to see that right. in a project, how global your project is.
Yeah, we have people from France, Germany, Italy, United States, India. Yeah, it's really a great thing to have this great minds across the globe are collaborating to in OEBIS. Yeah.
If I want to learn more about your project, where do I go for that?
Yeah, sure. You can visit our website, oebiz.apache.org. At the same time, we have our Confluence presence in the ASF Confluence. You can search for OEBIZ Confluence. So it's have tons of document there. And as I mentioned, we are have our social presence on Twitter and Facebook along with the YouTube channel. So you can access us here.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Swapnil, for your time and for all of this great information.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rich.